brought to you by Penguin.
A community history of African America, 1619 to 2019. Edited by Ibram X. Kendi and Keisha N. Blaine. Read for you by a full cast. This is Ibram X. Kendi.
To all the souls taken by COVID-19.
A Community of Souls, an Introduction, Ibram X. Kendi. In August 1619, when the 20 Negroes stepped off the ship White Lion and saw the British faces they didn't know, as their feet touched Jamestown, Virginia, they didn't know their lives would never be the same. They didn't know they would never see their community again. Maybe they did remember the waters on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean surging into the Kwanzaa River that flowed into their West African homeland. Maybe they did not, too weary from the Middle Passage to picture Ngongo. The West African nation of Angola derives its name from Angola, the royal title of Ngongo's head of state. The 20 Ngongo people who arrived in Jamestown in August 1619 had likely been seized in a slave raid earlier that year in modern-day Angola and brought to the Portuguese port colony of Luanda, unaware that they were pregnant with a new community. In Luanda, they joined about 350 other captured Ngongo people, all now herded like chattel onto the Soao Yor Batiza. The Portuguese slave traders set sail for Spain's plantation colony of Veracruz, Mexico, but they never arrived. The White Lion, an English privateer captained by John Jope, and another English privateer, the Treasurer, attacked in the glistening Caribbean waters, not as abolitionists, as warriors against Europe's declining superpower at the time, Spain. The men of war kidnapped from the kidnappers, a community of 60 or so enslaved people, probably the healthiest and youngest aboard. They divided the human bounty between the treasurer and the White Lion and headed north to the British colonies. The 20 or so Ngongo people went into labor as the White Lion sailed up the Atlantic. Historical forces were shaping this community, and the community was shaping historical forces. The community delivered and was delivered on Virginia's shores on August 20th, 1619, the symbolic birth date of African America. The Ngongo people were not the first people of African descent to land in the Americas. The first arrived before Christopher Columbus. Some people from Africa may have joined Spanish explorers on expeditions to the present-day United States during the 16th century. A revolt of enslaved Africans prevented Spanish slaveholders from establishing plantations in current-day South Carolina in 1526. A muster roll from March 1619 shows that there were already 32 African slaves in Virginia, historian Thomas C. Holt explained. But no one knows how or when they arrived. No one knows the precise birth date of African America. Perhaps no one is supposed to know. African America is like the enslaved woman who tragically never knew exactly when she was born. African America is like the enslaved man who chose his own birthday, August 20th, 1619, based on the first record of a day when people of African descent arrived.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?